in from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. It is Christmas in July here at the North Pole, and the big news so far is that there is no big news to report. Joining me for today's story is our friend Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, tell me you have something to report today.
I do, Frank. I'm here live with Santa's travel agent, Elf Finn. Finn, does Santa have any travel plans in the near future?
Not really, Crash. You know, sleighs just aren't flying too much this year.
Well, I don't get it, Finn. Santa has his own sleigh, his own reindeer. He's the world's foremost expert sleigh pilot. He can pretty much come and go as he pleases. He is, after all, the big guy. Why does he need a travel agent anyway?
Well, someone has to coordinate getting hotel rooms and reservations at restaurants, and then we need to make arrangements for all the right kinds of foods for Santa to have as he travels.
Well, that's unusual, Finn. I didn't know Santa had any special dietary requirements. What are his needs?
Cookies, Brad. Cookies. Easy on Christmas Eve, but not always the first thought every other day of the year.
You mean to tell me that your job as an elf is to make sure people know to feed Santa cookies when he's away from the North Pole?
That's about all there is to it, Crash.
Amazing. Santa has an elf for everything. Thanks for your insight, Finn. I'll let you go so you can see what kind of cookies they have for Santa next time he's in, I don't know, Pomona or somewhere.
There you have it, folks. More exciting detail into the mystery of Santa Claus thanks to North Pole Radio News. For SantaUpdate.com, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting on the Kringle Radio Network.